Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I didn't mean to confuse people on social media. I ended up doing it. You've made a comparison with the Steelers and Guardians and it, what they are over the last, especially 10 years, which some people are looking at it historically, which I'm not, and you're not doing it, I'm not doing it. And you know, maybe I could have sent a longer message if I wanted to. The Guardians and the Steelers are very, very closely resembling. Where you have good, you have solid ownership. I don't think that either fan base thinks they have good owners. I think that people in Pittsburgh think that their owner is disinterested in so many ways and afraid to make moves. The Guardians, I think a lot of people feel the same way about the. I think he is interested, but they definitely think he's afraid to make moves. He won't. He's not willing to spend. He's not willing to make the big move that's going to get this team over the top. You hear Pony who comes on with us. Now Pony's only one guy. He does not make out Aaron Rodgers to be a big move. He thinks that this is going to be 7-10 and just kind of in the middle and blasé. Now, I would look at Aaron Rodgers. He's a big name. He did have a, statistically, he did have a good second half last year. So maybe there's some gas left in that tank that I'm not respecting. But we've compared the two before and gone, man, if the Dolans owned an NFL franchise, you'd probably have a couple of Super Bowls. The Rooney's own NFL franchise, they've over the last 20 years, they've had a couple of Super Bowls, 25 years. They've had a couple of Super Bowls. So there's a comparison. We were doing around the AFC North, I had this thought. You were asking Bob Haney about the Ravens, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore, and the pressure that's on Lamar Jackson. Because yesterday, this ties into what we said on the podcast yesterday. How many guys in the NBA do you know? Podcast is 92.3 The Fan Extra on the Free Odyssey app. How many guys in the NBA do you know right now that you believe are obsessed with winning an NBA championship? Obsessed. It consumes them. And I think for an average NBA fan, like you might be able to name more. I think for the average NBA fan, I think there's a handful of guys that they know are obsessed with winning an NBA championship. And Donovan Mitchell is one of those guys. The amount of pressure that's been placed on him by other stars, by outsiders, you know that it consumes him to win an NBA championship, to prove to everybody just how great he is. And I had this thought, and maybe I'm off. I want you guys, both of you guys, tell me if I'm off on this. Are the Cavs right now not the Ravens in so many ways? The Ravens have made an AFC championship. Owen corrected us on this. Yeah, the Chiefs beat the hell out of them. The Ravens have made an AFC championship game. They don't take the regular season very seriously over there in Baltimore. Hello. They win a lot of games in the regular season over there in Baltimore. Hello. They have a quarterback in Baltimore. We have Donovan Mitchell, who is, I think that some people at the beginning of their careers waited for the other shoe to drop for different reasons, of course. One because of size, one because, you know, you had people who were on ESPN wanting him to play other positions. Both of these guys have made a lot of money. Both of these guys have watched other people raise all-pro MVP, even though Lamar's been an MVP. The other ones are chasing. And I think I have a guy in Lamar Jackson who is desperately obsessed with winning a Super Bowl, and Donovan Mitchell's the same way, and they both have fallen short in the playoffs. I think they're similar in so many ways. Maybe I'm wrong. I want to ask you. That's why I don't run by you, because there was a lot of people going, Ken, how can you make this?
Well, this started when we're talking to Haney in our award-winning segment around the AFC North. And I'm like, man, it's got to be weird, because you guys, you know, you have the same team almost every year. Little tweaks here and there, maybe a different running back, and different wide receiver. Sure. But for the most part, their core has been their core, and everything is based on, you know, Lamar Jackson. And they dominate in the regular season. They beat up on teams. And regardless of anything, they go into the playoffs, and nobody thinks they're better than Kansas City. Nobody thinks they're better than Buffalo. So where do you go with that? For us, it was the Boston Celtics until it became the Indiana Pacers. We'll see if it's Indiana a year from now, or Orlando, or the Knicks, or whoever. But right now, I will say our fans seem to be optimistic. The fans that we talk to are optimistic. They think if Darius was healthy, they would have won that series.
I don't know. Some of the people calling in, they just think that they need to get rid of Darius Garland and that we're going to be a lot better of a basketball team. I don't, but there's a lot of callers who agree with certain people on this show.
Yeah, I think people know the Cavs are going to be really good last year. Mm-hmm. Like, I saw one of the really good podcasters in town, bloggers, Tony Pesta, is like, oh, Cavs are going to win 60 games next year. And I'm like, we're just casually throwing out we're going to win 60. It's really hard to win 60. But that's how good the Cavs have been, that you would even think that's possible to go back-to-back 60-win seasons for a team that has not gotten out of the second round of the playoffs.
For the Cavs,
it shows you that regular season stuff. I think the same stuff's happening in Baltimore. Nobody cares about, granted, you have to be good in the regular season to actually get seeding, maybe home field advantage, get a better route to a Super Bowl. In the NBA, seeding is starting to just go out the window completely.
That's true.
Still more important in the NFL.
Because you got one off. These are series. Yeah. Seeding isn't as important as it. So you're right about that. You know, it's not an apples to apples comparison. But I think when it comes to the same overall vibe. And again, if I'm flat out wrong, just tell me. 216-474-0092. I think the vibe is really the same. You mentioned Boston. I think that for a while it was Baltimore and Kansas City. And now, especially over the last couple of years, it's definitely Buffalo and Kansas City, then Baltimore. I wonder after this year. Now, I know Jason Tatum's hurt, but I wonder after this year it's been Indiana, Boston, then Cleveland. And then, hey, you got to watch out because you got Joe Burrow over there in Cincinnati. And if they're able to put it together, I mean, they might score 50 points a game, but maybe the other team is going to score 54. We'll see. But you have to respect Joe Burrow over there in Cincinnati. Hey, got to respect what the Orlando Magic are doing. You got to respect what they're trying to put together with their basketball team. Hey, you know, you got this other team that's over there out west that's still trying to cobble this thing together, trying to do it the right way. They got a good coach who's been in big moments before, and they got a young quarterback that they're excited about. And, you know, he comes with his own questions, but he's pretty good in the Denver Broncos. Well, you got Detroit up north. And so it mixes in with the Eastern Conference in the NBA, where it mixes in with the AFC and the NBA.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And in the NFL, I'm going, I wonder if it's a little bit more comparable than what we thought. I think some people, if you wanted to draw umbrage, maybe you draw umbrage historically with the Steelers and Guardians. But, man, I have a lot of respect for the way that the front office runs their business with the Guardians. And even though I hate the Steelers, I have to give a lot of respect to the way they've done their business in Pittsburgh.
If you've listened to any Donovan Mitchell behind, like on podcasts and things like that, who's he talk about one of his best friends from colleges?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
Plays for the Cavaliers.
Uh-huh.
Who's he talk about one of
Lamar
his best
Lamar Jackson. Oh, my God, you're right.
He wore the jersey. Yeah. He went on the Kelce Brothers podcast a couple months ago and talked about how close they are. I mean, I want to disagree with you so much on this. The only disagreement I have is that Lamar is clearly one of the two or three best players in the NFL. Donovan's a top 10 player.
Sometimes I think he's top six, seven, which means you're six or seven. Yeah.
But that's that's the minute separation of them, right? That's so minimal.
216-474-0092. Mark and Westlake, you're first up on the Fan.
Hey, Ken.
Hi.
Hey, so I agree with your analogy with a lot of parts of it. I think the one thing you may be missing out here is that no one makes the argument that Donovan has underperformed in the playoffs, right? Where I think a lot of folks are rightfully so make the argument that Lamar tends to underperform in the playoffs. Mm. And, you know, you looking at this past year, I don't think a lot of people can argue that the Cavs didn't make it past the second round because of Donovan.
Very fair.
Where I think a lot of folks in Baltimore are making the argument that Lamar gets to the playoffs and tends to underperform.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that's a big difference here. And it's been a big difference in Donovan's career. I think his teams have kind of let him down, where you can make the argument that Baltimore's put some great players around Lamar, and he's just underperformed in those big moments.
That's a tremendous point. I didn't see it all the way through there, Mark. You're right about that, because I think Lamar, people are wondering, man, you know, what happens in the postseason. Donovan, do you have a counterpoint to that?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hang up on him. The thing about Lamar is there have been three straight years I've tried to convince myself that he'll be normal Lamar in the playoffs. You'll see. It's coming. Get some early losses. Get some, you know, inexperience out of the way. But once he gets more acclimated to this stage, and then you watch him in the big games, and all of a sudden the easy stuff becomes hard.
Can you accuse him of pressing?
I think he does
because
press.
Because we've accused Donovan of pressing before.
I think he absolutely does press. He's not the same player.
That's me reaching. I'm reaching. But
And you got to remember, I don't say those things about him all year. I am mesmerized. I will stop what I'm doing. Because you know, Kenny, I'm disenchanted with some of the NFL, like a bunch of the teams with backup quarterbacks playing. I am finding Lamar. I'm putting him on. That guy dazzles. I can't believe he has anybody that doubts him in the regular season. In the playoffs, he's pressed. He's become a different player. And I think Josh Allen's gotten over that hump. I think Josh Allen, I mean, he couldn't get that first down. I thought that was more of a team thing this year, but he's not fearful of anybody. Like, I don't think he goes into a situation now in the playoffs and is worried. I don't think it's a choke situation.
I don't think he's trying to exercise any demons. I do think Lamar is trying to do that, yes. The demon that I think Josh Allen is trying to exercise is the Kansas City Chiefs. That's a Chiefs are better than us thing. How do we get over it? I don't think that it's, okay, what are you going to do to fail in the playoffs again versus Cincinnati, Denver, I don't think it's going to go out that way. But I do think that the two teams, other than that, because that's a hell of a point by Mark and Westlake, I think that there's comparable there. They asked Albert Breer a question, and I'm going to spring this up on Owen, and I don't mean to do it, so I'm going to busk here for a second, on Breer 04. They asked him a question yesterday afternoon, because I think they kind of got it from you and I, because I kind of did a little left turn yesterday in a conversation where I said, I don't think that Kevin Stefanski and Albert Breer. I don't think that Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry are necessarily a package deal. Now, I'm going to explain why, but Albert Breer thinks that they are a package deal. Hit it.
They arrived together. They'd built a relationship previous to working together. Firing one and not the other is always kind of problematic. You know what I mean? Like, and you want people knowing that they're sort of tied at the hip so they can trust each other. And so you prevent like a Game of Thrones type of situation. Not that either of those guys would be prone to it, because I don't think that's really their personality anyway. The whole group, like, I think detaching from one would make it difficult to go on with the other. That's just me talking. And you know, it's certainly possible that, you know, you get to the end of the year, things don't go well, and one side seems more at fault than the other. But I still view them as a package deal.
I don't know if we're talking necessarily about fault right now. I want to be glass half full for a moment. I don't think it's as much fault as it's trust. I think if you get the 7 wins with this team right now, would you say Kevin's safe? To the Browns, not to the fans, but to the Browns.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think you could look at it and go, hey, man, we had 3 or 4 different quarterbacks play this year. We had a 3rd-round pick, a 5th-round pick. I know what I've said before. But we did have 2 rookies play. We had an old guy play. We had a sort of, not an old guy play. We had a 2B journeyman play. We got 7 wins out of the season, tough schedule. You could sit in a room, if you're Jimmy Haslam, going, I trust Kevin Stefanski. We've put him through the ringer for 6 years. And when we handed the offense back to him, again, this is all based on something that hasn't happened yet. We gave the offense back to him. He was able to run that offense. Look at what he did. We got 7 wins. We're in the middle of the road now. We're back to the middle of the road. We're going to lose some players here. But do we trust Andrew Berry to make this pick? We're still going to go after a quarterback. We got 2 first-round picks for a reason. You know the Browns are obsessed with finding a quarterback. So you know they'll sit in that room with 7 wins. You're more than likely looking for a QB. Unless Dillon Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders set the world on fire in the second half of the season. Probably still looking for a QB. Do you trust Andrew Berry to take those picks and make that move and obsess that quarterback? Do you still do it? I don't think it's an easy answer to say, because you could say, hey, maybe Kevin really liked Dillon Gabriel and Dillon Gabriel sucked up the room. Or maybe Kevin really liked Shedeur Sanders and Shedeur Sanders sucked up the room. Or maybe he didn't like either of them and they went. Like, there's going to be things that we find out. I do believe that Kevin really liked Dillon Gabriel at the Senior Bowl and was paying attention to him. You could also go, well, he was able to create a really nice trade with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Maybe this is our chance to evaluate out of it. I don't believe, though, that this season they are attached at the hip. I think you could come away from this year trusting one and having less trust for the other.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.